Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
6:13, we got to start by thanking all of the veterans for their service, no matter what branch of the service that they served. And if you wanted to text in the name of the veteran in your family, please do that, and I'll try to acknowledge as many as we can at 504-260-1870. I'll start with my dad, Ray Wright. Served in the U.S. Navy back in the 1940s, quit high school to do it, and fought the Japanese. And I can only imagine the effect that had on his life. So thank him and thank all of y'all for your service. Patrick Penfield joins us now, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University, to talk about this tragic UPS plane crash. How you doing, professor?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How are you? And I want to also thank our vets for all they do, and love the military.
Amen. Are you a veteran or not?
No, sir, I'm not, unfortunately.
I wish sometimes I had joined you.
Same. Yes, absolutely. I really do. I think the most of them.
Me too. And I think it could have taught me some valuable life lessons. Let's talk about what's going on here with UPS and FedEx. The crash involved UPS, but FedEx also took some action, right? Or the FDA forced them to. Tell me the story.
Yeah, what it was, Tommy, was it was an MD-11 plane that crashed. It's McDonnell Douglas. And these planes are really old. The plane that crashed, I think, might have been 25 to 30 years old. And so UPS, FedEx, they buy these planes because they're great for cargo. And so, unfortunately, they got about, I think, 26 to 27 of these planes, in each of these companies in their service. And so, unfortunately, they get old. They get, to a point where they're difficult to maintain. And I think that's kind of what happened with this particular plane.
I thought I heard it was 34 years old. I'm going to have to look that up to verify. But either way, that's still, man, would you drive a 24-year-old car or a 34-year-old car? You'd think twice about going cross country in that. But I guess they're maintained differently. That just stood out to me, Professor, when I heard the age of that plane.
Yeah, absolutely, Tommy. I think that concerned me also. But, that's normally what you'll see, like with cargo planes. They're just old. They're, you're using them to move freight. So you don't really need a lot of bells and whistles, but you got to be really good at maintaining these planes. And unfortunately, it just takes one issue, and then, you can have a tragedy like we saw in that area in Kentucky.
Yeah, it was 34 years old, but I guess for an MD-11, is there a serviceable life, or do you know?
Honestly, Tommy, I don't know. I know there's a lot older ones out there, so, it's just a question of who owns them and how well they're maintaining them.
So let's talk about what effect this could have on deliveries. I ordered something, and I thought about you in advance of you coming on. I ordered something yesterday from Amazon, and what it is insignificant. But they guaranteed me that I would have it by 4 o'clock today, and I ordered it at, like, maybe 9 o'clock last night. And it just, I don't know how that can be. I don't know where it is right now, or is it at a distribution center? How can they make that happen, Professor? Because, I got to pick up a prescription from the drugstore. Sometimes it takes me 3 days, and it's only 20 minutes away. So I don't know how they can have it from, I can go on a computer, order something, they can have it in my house 24 hours later.
Yeah, I think that's, what Amazon's been doing is building out these distribution centers throughout the United States. And so their goal, Tommy, is to get same-day service. As soon as you enter something in, they want to get it to you in a couple hours. And so, you know, that's kind of what they've been moving towards. And these distribution centers are very efficient, a lot of robotics. They can move things faster than you know, it's shocking how well they can do that.
So I guess
that's, yeah, ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, no, they're just, it's amazing. This is really kind of what they're building their business strategy around. Hey, get you that product ASAP.
So I would imagine they do some kind of market research to see what kind of areas would order what kind of stuff, and then they try to stock that stuff, because inventory control is a very tight part of what they do, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they have algorithms. They know when you go online. They know what you're looking at. And so a lot of times just even that, you know, tells them, hey, this is what we should stock. And a lot of times they can tell you when trends are going up, and they'll bring in more materials. So, yeah, it's fascinating how you know, efficient they've become with stocking inventory.
How important are planes when it comes to these delivery services? And I guess Amazon has their own delivery service, but they don't have planes, do they? Or does Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon does.
They
lease planes. Yep, absolutely. So that's a big part of their service. And that's, again, just part of, they realize the logistics aspect is moving materials. But planes overall, Tommy, very important. 45-50% of the stuff that's in the belly of a plane is actually freight. And so when, you know,
You're talking about a commercial flight now?
I am a commercial flight. And
really?
Yeah, that's how they make it. It's another revenue source for airlines. And so that, you know, that's their goal, is, you know, try to maximize how much money they can make. So when the FAA, you know, takes out 10% of the actual capacity of planes coming in and out of 40 major airplanes, that's a huge blow to freight, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, your freight costs start to go up because it's supply and demand.
Are there products specifically that will be affected as a part of the government shutdown, as a part of less flights?
Yeah, I think overall, you know, usually your perishables, vaccines, medicines, consumer electronics, usually that's what you see under the belly of the planes. It's expensive to move stuff via air. So it's really going to be stuff that, again, is a necessity and something that's really important to the existence of the product. So, if, you know, the longer this goes on, the more it's going to impact the overall capacity of freight. And so this is my concern, and especially right around the holidays. And I'm hopeful, you know, we're hearing word that the shutdown might be over soon. And when that happens, that'll be a relief for everybody.
How much of a strain does it put on the supply chain when the holidays roll around, or do they prepare for that?
It's a huge strain. And so if you're FedEx and UPS, this is kind of where you start to ramp up. This is their busy season, so they're hiring additional people. They've got additional equipment. Unfortunately, with the plane situation, that hurts them because it's a 1-2 punch. Demand's skyrocketing. You're pulling capacity out because you got to, you know, sit those planes and get them inspected and make sure you can actually fly them. So, yeah, it's a critical time for them. And so they're, I'm sure, stressing a little bit about this situation.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We're talking to our friend Patrick Penfield, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University, about the UPS plane crash and UPS and FedEx grounding MD-11s. That plane was 34 years old. If you guys are pilots, you ladies or gentlemen are pilots, and you know anything about the aircraft industry, maybe I'm sounding silly by saying 34 years old is seems kind of old to me. I wouldn't get in a car that's 34 years old and drive it across country, let alone try to take it in the air and fly it across country. But maybe I don't know what I don't know. So you can text in. Let me know at 504-260-1870. 620 traffic now, WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about supply chain issues with Patrick Penfield, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse. Apparently, the last commercial flight with an MD-11 happened in 2014, I think it was. And the reason is that they use a lot of fuel. They have three engines on them, and as according to CNN, and they did that because they thought it would be a safer feature for planes that were flying like across the ocean. But then they realized that twin engines were as reliable or more reliable, used a lot less fuel. So it's 2014, actually, that the last MD-11 was flying passengers. When it comes, Professor Penfield, to cargo and supply chain, do more planes that are commercial jets carry cargo than do planes that fly for fleets like FedEx and UPS or Amazon?
Well, you know, you constantly have this, Tommy, where, again, you'll see more, these companies have their own fleets, and, you know, they're leasing planes, and, again, they're just trying to make their logistics more efficient. The airlines, though, again, like I said earlier, you know, the belly of the planes, right? That's where, again, they can make some money. So I think, you know, that's why you see them limiting how much luggage you can carry on, how much you can actually bring on. You know, they'll charge you a fee. So, you know, it's a big business. And so, again,
Wait, hang on a second. You just had a light bulb go off over my head. So they charge you to bring a bag on, a check a bag. It can only be this big. It can only weigh that much. If it weighs more than that, it's not about safety. It's so they can jam the bottom of the plane with more cargo that they can make money on. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, that's what we're saying, Tommy.
Wow. I'll be damned. I didn't realize that. I always thought it was for passenger safety and all of this kind of foolishness.
Yeah, no, it's a big business, you know, and so again, you're just trying to make as much money as you possibly can on these airlines, and so this is another revenue stream for them.
Tell me your concerns going into the holiday season with supply chain.
Yeah, I think the big issue is, again, just making sure that we have the capacity to move stuff, right? So I think that's my number one concern. And so I'm hopeful that the government shutdown is going to end soon, and that way we get our controllers back on, and that way the airports all free up. So that's a big one. Another big one might be weather. And, you know, what I would tell your listeners, hey, if you are ordering stuff for the holidays, order early just to make sure that you get what you need and that your family's happy, you know, and friends as far as, you know, getting gifts. So I think that's the big one. I don't see anything else looming. I think food prices still are going to be a little higher than normal. You know, for the most part, everything looks okay supply chain wise. You know, without, you know, if again we can get this whole, you know, government shutdown over with.
I was wondering if I'm reading a book about the trucking industry, written by a sociologist who actually left his position to actually drive a truck. And he was talking about some of the problems in the book when it comes to recruiting new truckers. How concerned are you, and how important is the trucking industry to the supply chain, and how concerned are you that we're going to have enough truckers to fill those jobs?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge concern, Tommy, and that's a great point. I mean, trucking is really essential and critical for the United States. And we, you know, move a lot of freight via truck. You know, I'd say even probably anywhere from 70-80%. So our truck drivers are essential. They're really key to our economy. So if we don't have truck drivers, we can't get our stuff. And if we can't get our stuff, we're not going to be happy. So again, your truck drivers, our truck drivers are the best. And, you know, unfortunately, this is kind of what we're seeing, less truck drivers. So, yeah, I think recruiting, trying to figure out how to get more truck drivers. I think, you know, a lot of folks think that automation is the path, but it's going to take a long time before we see that, you know, those autonomous truckers. It's just not something that's going to happen in the next 10 years.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time, Professor Patrick Penfield, a professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse. We come back, we're going to talk to Lori Garrow at Georgia Tech. We're going to talk about the air travel mess, how that could linger. What about air traffic controllers? What's involved in getting them as we celebrate this Veterans Day? 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. All right, 6:47, 13 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Lori Garrow, a professor at Georgia Tech, and professor and aviation expert at Georgia Tech. I think we've spoken to you before, have we not, Professor?
We have, yes. So it's nice to be back, Tommy.
It's
thank you.
It's nice to talk to you again. What do we know about the FAA's plans so far as it comes to air travel and amidst the government shutdown that is still ongoing, although we're hoping that it'll end soon?
Sure. So as of last Friday, FAA, USDOT, and the airlines sort of collaboratively got together and put in a plan so that last Friday they started canceling about 4% of the flights in 40% of the busiest airports. And that is scheduled to ramp up by 10% by this Friday. It's an ongoing fluid situation. So depending on what happens with the shutdown, depending on what happens with air traffic controller staffing levels at various airports, that could go up or down. But right now we're sort of looking at, I'm going to say, holding at 10% on flight cancellations by this Friday. And again, at 40 of the busiest airports. And that could, you know, go back to normal, I'm hoping, next week.
Where do hubs fit in all of this?
So it's pretty much all those 40 busiest airports do include the major hubs. Mm-hmm. I like to say that the pain was spread equally across the different airlines. So you're going to see Atlanta Hartsfield, Chicago O'Hare, Chicago Midway, all of the New York airports, Boston, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, all of the hubs are included in that 40 busiest. And again, if you're collaboratively making decisions, you're not hitting United disproportionately compared to Delta, compared to JetBlue. Sort of everyone equally, as I like to say it, shares the burden of reducing the flights in the airspace.
You know, we use the term hub, and maybe people don't know what that is. How did that whole concept get started? Is it like a wheel almost, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so the concept of hub and spoke actually started here in Atlanta with Delta. And what the hub and spoke system is you can think about it like a bike wheel, you know, that has the spokes going in, but it's not profitable to run everybody point to point. So say I want to start in a small city where my mom lives of Erie, Pennsylvania. I can't run a nonstop flight from Erie, Pennsylvania to Paris. So the hub and spoke basically collects passengers from these smaller communities or the spokes, brings them into a hub. That's where you transfer and you go out to your final destination. So it provides more connectivity and is basically it's in some ways it's more profitable. The majors tend to use it. Sometimes the low cost carriers like Spirit and that will find what we call these nonstop opportunities. So going from Pittsburgh to Tampa might be a market that can support a nonstop flight.
And they can also use different aircraft, right, for the flights from Erie to wherever it is, wherever the hub would be?
Exactly. So over time, we've seen the capacity going into the smaller airports being smaller. So they usually call them regional jets, where 50, you know, usually 50 seaters that are running, you know, the spokes coming in from especially the really smaller communities. Coming into the hubs, yes. And then you run the much larger aircraft, wide bodies going, you know, international, sometimes transcon flights, et cetera, where you're able to collect a lot of passengers to go between the hubs or between, you know, popular, let's say, usually business markets.
All right, let me take a quick break. We'll talk about what effect it's going to have on existing flights, what impact it'll have on airlines, and continuing into the holiday season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If it does, let's hope it doesn't, what effect that could have, because Thanksgiving is coming up November 27th, I think it is, right? 16 days from now, 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Lori Garrow, professor at Georgia Tech, professor and aviation expert, about the things that the government did with air travel during the shutdown. And we were talking, Professor, before we went to the break about what impact it has on what it means for existing flights and what impact will it have on airlines.
Yeah, so we can think about, look at some statistics from yesterday just to see how this is playing out. And, you know, one of the things is that this impact in terms of delays and cancellations on flights is not being the same across all airports. So, for example, Chicago had some weather yesterday, and there we were looking at sort of a very high number of cancellations. About one in four flights was actually canceled, and 40% were delayed. If you compare that to Atlanta, again, sort of the consistent, that was one of the busy airports getting cut. About 6% were canceled, as expected. But we are seeing additional delays, 32% in Atlanta. So even though we've, you know, canceled flights, what we're seeing is sort of this rippling effect of delays coming through the system. So as a traveler, you know, going to the airport, you should be notified ahead of time that your flight was canceled. Because again, we're proactively knowing these numbers that need to come about. But as with weather, you know, situations can escalate that, and there are still quite a few delays.
So if somebody has plans for Thanksgiving, it's looking like maybe they got an agreement on this government shutdown, factoring in that the government can't just snap its fingers or blink its eyes like I Dream a Genie, whatever the show was, and get us back to normal. How long would it take to fix everything? And if you were traveling for Thanksgiving, would you have second thoughts?
Yeah, so, you know, for better or for worse, airlines have a lot of experience on recovering from what they call irregular operations. Thunderstorms roll through. When I look at the CrowdStrike incident that happened with Delta, that was, you know, probably one of the more intense sets of cancellations, it took them 5 days to really recover. So, you know, Delta experienced when the CrowdStrike outage happened on an IT upgrade, about 5 days. So I'm still cautiously hopeful that we have enough time between now and Thanksgiving to, you know, get back to what I call regular operations. So we're just dealing with the storms. But, you know, it's not instantaneous where, you know, if the government opens tomorrow, we're going to see the flights go back immediately the next day. It does take time to get the aircraft repositioned, make sure your maintenance checks are in play, get your pilots, flight attendants, you know, back on schedule.
What did you use that phrase? They're used to what?
Irregular operations. So things like something irregular, something happens. So if you have thunderstorms roll through, you have to ground your flights. It's not operating regularly. It's operating irregularly is what they call it.
There was some kind of irregular operation on Christmas maybe 3 years ago with Southwest Airlines where I spent Christmas evening at the airport with a kid trying to get luggage back. I guess that was one of those irregular operations.
That was
huh? One
of those really irregular operations. We did not plan for temperatures quite that cold.
It was a mess, I'll tell you that. Thank you. Any final thoughts, Professor?
Just pack your patience, make sure to download the app to keep on track of things. And if you've got an opportunity to maybe go to the airport early, try to stand by or rebook a day earlier, that's what I'm recommending.
Thank you. Have a great weekend and a nice Thanksgiving. We don't talk to you. Lori Garrow, professor at Georgia Tech, professor of aviation and an aviation expert. When we come back, we'll talk to John Rauter, deputy director of media relations for the American Legion. It's Veterans Day. We'll talk about the big challenges that veterans face. And speaking of challenges, we'll talk to Tim Temple, the insurance commissioner, after that. A lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb. Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.